You are, and you're following us, the John and Sherry Show. That's the Instagram page. It is growing in popularity by leaps and bounds, Sherry. The spelling of her name throws a lot of people off. S-H-A-R-I. Put stuff up there for you every single day. It's fun, a little behind the scenes. If you enjoy the show, like my flight attendant that I met flying to Atlanta, Jane, a huge fan of mine.
Oh, that's
show
a tease.
Thank you. It was not really a tease. Not a tease, really. Gassy old lady. Always looking for teases. So wait, not a tease.
Where was Jane from?
She was my flight attendant flying to Atlanta.
So she's local.
She's local.
Okay. Let's check it.
Wait, you sniffed that one out, didn't you, Joe? What's wrong? What are you?
I put on your brother's hat for a second. I was just curious if she was from another state, how she found out about it.
No, big fan. I got a free cookie and a hug on the way out.
Attaboy.
Oh.
That's right, diving in.
First class cookie like you brought me the other day?
Always.
Those are
diving
so good.
In. Ooh, first class cookie. Yeah. I stood next to the bathroom and talked to her for like a half an hour.
Oh.
Tell me all stories listening to Cairo Radio. Big fan. She loves you.
Good. All right. That's nice. Give me a cookie.
Actually, she didn't really mention you, but I thought she was.
Wow. Shocking.
No, she did.
Okay, it's
not
okay.
Really. Morgan Wallen. Finally got it right. Nice. I said Whalen. It's Wallen. Yeah. The guy is, you know, the story about this guy. He made big news because people wanted to cancel him because he dropped a friend of his off and then yelled something at him, used the N-word at his friend. Somebody happened to videotape it, and then he got canceled a whole bunch of places. He's like, I don't care. And then everybody tried to cancel him. So then he just kept going. His popularity rose. He gets, you know, canceled at different award ceremony, but he's got big songs. People still love him. But he obviously seems to be struggling with something, like throwing chairs off of the roof of a bar. He unfortunately, there were cops. Well, fortunately, nobody was hurt. Unfortunately, there were two police officers down below on the street when the chair came flying off the top of the roof and landed down on the ground. And it doesn't take very long to figure out, you know, okay, who threw the chair? And then they all pointed it to Morgan. Anything else in this one?
Well, they say that the reason that he was so upset that night was that he had an ex-fiance and they have a child together. He found out that she had eloped with another man. So he was really distraught about that. And yeah, it's kind of bad timing. Chances are that if you throw a chair, you might want to just look a little bit down there and see who's standing there. And if it's cops, it's not such a good idea. But he
maybe
was charged.
Maybe he had on whiskey glasses.
Pour me another drink, cause I don't want to feel a thing no more. Yeah. Hell no, I just want to sip till the pain wears off.
Give me a chair.
Pour me another
get
round.
Get on the roof.
Line them up and knock them down. Two more, let's go.
Cause and, I never heard like this. He was arrested in 2020 for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. This time, it's 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. So maybe he'll have to do some community service.
Don't want to see the truth. How's his mugshot, Joe? We talked about mugshots on Friday or on Wednesday.
It was much cheerier than his last one.
Okay.
So he had a big smile on his face.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, he's always like that, and then or you get rich and famous, then you're like, I'm going to throw a chair off the roof. Like, were you doing crazy stuff? No? You don't think so?
No. I think he is like that. I think the fact that this is his second go-round with the police and disorderly conduct, it sounds like he has maybe some overreactivity, as they would say.
Mm. Is that even a word? I don't even know if they say that word, overreactivity.
It means he tends to overreact to certain situations, whereas staying calm is not necessarily his way of doing things.
When he had the N-word incident, he came out really like, hey, I've got a drinking problem. I'm going to work on this. Like, give me another chance. I'm going to disappear for 6 months. And he did all that, but apparently, you know, just a slippery slope.
Well, maybe he still has a pair of whiskey glasses. Can't sing without her, so make them drink strong. Cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. You know, I get a chance to go backstage with Kenny Chesney on July 13th, Sherry.
Oh, how nice.
My friend Joe's like, you like Kenny Chesney? I love Kenny Chesney. With a hat on. Not with a hat off. Too weird looking with the hat off. He said, well, don't bring that up, but we can go backstage and hang out with him. I asked Joe about it because it's always an awkward thing, like a meet and greet. You're just standing there. Hi, yeah. Big fan of your show. Really like that song, 55th and 3rd. And they're like, hey, thanks. That's appreciated. Glad you're a fan. You enjoy it? Ugh.
How tall is he?
Not very. He's a good dude, though. He's fun. He just talked to him about his life on the islands.
Hold on. Life on the island. How about that song you wrote about his dog? The one dog dying.
Oh,
Sherry, hang on. What did I talk to him about?
Talk to him about island, his boats, islands, beach boats, life. That's kind of his passion.
Beach life. Got it. Okay. Don't bring up the dog. And how
probably don't bring up the marriage to Renee Zellweger either.
Okay. And not don't ask how tall he is.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, that I'd like to know. Is that why he wears the hat? Because it gives him a couple of more inches?
No, because it's super cool. All those guys wear the hats. This is my thing. This is going to be my New Year's resolution. It's a little late in the year, but I think it's okay. I got to find a cowboy hat because every time I put one on, I have a small, angular face, neatly chiseled features, I might add. But I put a hat on and really I can't find one the right size. But Jason Aldean wears his hat really low, puts the mic real high, then you can't quite see. Is he good looking? He's not good looking. The hat does everything. Same thing with Kenny Chesney. Puts that hat on, and then he's, you know, singing about coconuts falling down, hitting you in the head and stuff. But he's got that hat on. You got to have the hat.
By the way, he's 5'6", and he wears a hat most of the time. It's either a baseball cap or a cowboy hat because he's completely bald.
Yeah, there we go. So your use of the hat, would that be for your own performances? Or would that be just for regular life? I mean, if you've ever been to Texas, it just seems so odd coming from the East Coast. You see all these men in these cowboy hats and you're like, what's up with that? Or even if you watch a show and they're in court, they got their, going to the court.
That I don't get. Right. You go to like a fancy, you know, ball. And guys are walking tuxedos with their hats on.
Yeah.
Which I was always told any gentleman takes his hat off when he goes into a room. But there they are walking around with the big hats on all the time. Funerals and, you know, we went to a friends of ours got married in Salt Lake. And we got there. Everyone had a hat. The bridal party all had a hat. He had a hat. She had a hat. They all had hats. So I was like, oh, cool. Maybe they're giving out hats to everybody. So I was kind of hanging over near the bride's, like the groom's friends, like, where'd you guys get the hats? Did you give them the hats out here? Or did you go somewhere special for the hats? Or are they in a van with the hat van guy? Or like, where'd you guys get the hats? And they're like, yeah, we all got hats yesterday. I was like, ah, great. Get an extra one.
Well, no, my original question to you was, at what point are you going to wear? Are you going to wear the hat on the show? Are you going to wear the hat during your singing?
Could be a thing whenever I want to, all the time.
Because the headphones and hats don't really go together too much.
I know. Well, I wouldn't wear it on the show because no need to wear it on the show. But just in general, have a hat that doesn't like make me look like my face is that of like a 4-year-old boy. That's the problem. I'll put the hat on and then it just makes the face seem small. It says it's optical illusion. And then the hat gets really, really big. So I always go to these like thrift stores and stuff. I'm like, hey, look, there's a bunch of hats. And Nick's like, no, don't. It's like, just still finding one. There's a hat company it's a special website you go to. If you have a small head and you've always wanted a cowboy hat, they go, oh, you know what? Forget it. You know what? Again, I'm moving on.
No, it's okay. I have the same problem. When I wear a baseball cap, I look a little freakish. No, it's true. So go on, small head.
No. I'm going to get a hat. Okay. Donald Trump coming out on abortion issues, basically any which way will get him elected. He is sort of saying, listen, let the states decide. That's good. That's what people want. So if you want an abortion, you support abortion, then live in that state. If you don't, if you're that really into it, then leave that state. But let the states decide. Should have always been that way. So he comes out, makes his announcement on Truth Social, because this is an issue that he feels is going to be part of it. Immigration is now the biggest issue, but he wanted to make sure he had his position.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people.
Yeah, so it goes back to the states, and now you can truly affect if someone candidate's running against another and doesn't want it to be 6 weeks, wants it to be 22 weeks or whatever else it is, then you get a chance to vote as opposed to just relying on justices that you cannot vote in or out of office. So that's his position. The pro-lifers were like, we wish you'd come in there and do a national thing. Even Lindsey Graham said no, which is a bad move. Why would you throw it back into Washington, D.C.? Let each state have whatever it wants to have. So I think it's fairly reasonable on Donald Trump's part. But again, does he believe any of this stuff? Who knows? Who knows? But that's his position.
One of the things that people are talking about is the fact that he took credit for overturning Roe versus Wade because he said he was the one that appointed those judges that voted for it to be, you know, abolished. And the Biden administration is taking issue with that. And I would think they would want to push that on him and say, look, you know, because abortion is one of their big things. And for them to say Trump is responsible for it, and he's admitting, or at least he's saying that he is, I don't know why they're disputing that. They should give that to him.
Yeah, because if the Supreme Court had ruled abortions are illegal and that's it, then you'd have a problem. But the Supreme Court says this should have never come to the Supreme Court. This should have always been a state issue. We'll let the states decide. And by letting the states decide, now you as an individual can have a direct effect by voting for or voting against a politician that is either pro-life, you know, or pro-abortion, whichever way. But now you have the power as opposed to it being just there in the Supreme Court. So, yeah, he puts Comey in there and he – not Comey his two that went in that he was able to get in there that eventually when they ruled on it, he was pushing it forward on the stuff. So, you know, why the Supreme Court in the very beginning was ever involved in it, I'm not quite sure. But and then they decide, well, it's 22 weeks or 21 weeks. Why? Because that's what the science was at that time. Again, let the states decide. And you see it. And it is now in the state of Washington. It's not an issue. And Florida, they're kicking back and forth. Mississippi's being challenged, Texas and stuff. Each one of these have their own particular point of view, and you're directly involved. So fine dandy on him. But the Democrats still think this would be a giant issue for them when it comes to the presidential election coming up. But I don't know if that's going to be as big of an issue as others. The cake wars continue. The cake war store owner films the rude customer. Oh my God. Cake wars. So, now, this did not involve Morgan at any time. Was there a cake thrown?
No, it needs a little bit of a setup. This is a woman who owns a cake shop, and it usually takes about 3-6 months. You could put in your order for your wedding or whatever it is. This woman called her and said, I need a cake for 120 people tomorrow. And she was on the phone with her saying, I'm sorry, that's not possible. So she asks her husband to tape the end of the conversation that she was having with this woman to show how unreasonable the woman was for asking a cake at that time. But honestly, she was not so reasonable either.
So the lady makes the cake, says, I can't make a cake in one day for 120 people. So then...
Right. And
now
the
you
woman
get a chance
on the phone,
to listen to two people. All the news.
It's past 9 o'clock at night. I cannot help you.
This is the who's speaking? Who are we hearing on mic?
The louder voice is the cake maker.
Cake maker.
Okay, I'm just trying to explain to you. I cannot fix this for you. I can't help you. It's just, I can't do it in that amount of time.
You realize that I am the one with the money, right? And you're not? I am the one that's hiring you.
Ma'am, that was incredibly rude. I don't know who you think. I'm trying very hard to remain professional. I can't understand where you think you're coming from with that. I have other clients that book 2 or 3 months out for me, and there are only a few in there that I'm actually designing myself. I don't even know how you got my number.
But I need this is a cake for 120 for tomorrow. I need to have this done. It needs to be taken care of.
It's not going to happen with me, but there are other bakers around the city that can help you. Maybe. I'm not sure.
I mean, Walmart could pull this off.
Did you? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Did you say?
I did.
Okay. You know what? The only is you because you've sat here and basically made fun of the fact that everybody else on the planet doesn't have any money but you. I don't know who you think you are, but I'm the wrong. I'm the wrong. And it's past 9 o'clock at night. I've got to do. Do you understand me? And it's not to make a cake for you. It's not to make a cake for you. Do you understand to lose this number?
I can't believe you would talk to me this
way. Oh, go yourself. Oh. That was crazy. She's crazy.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't even know if we...
It's like your husband is in the middle of a big bong hit on that one.
I was going to say, he was holding in the... I don't know what to say.
Who's that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's stoned. Yeah.
I'll eat any kind of cake.
Well, that's you, sure. How do you make a cake how do you make a cake that serves 120 people?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you make a tiered cake, but
well, that's an interesting question.
Yes,
thank you. thank you. Yes.
I'm just wondering, who do you think was ruder there?
Oh, the lady trying to order the cake, saying I've got money and you have to make a cake for me.
As a professional, do you think she should have reacted? Why didn't she say, "I'm sorry, ma'am, we've discussed this. I wish you well." Click.
But she was at home in bed.
And yes, evidently her husband was doing big bong hits and bake me a cake as fast as you can. Yeah. Lace one time was delivering a wedding cake, and the person said, take my car because you can fit it in my car, a bigger car. Drives it over to the place. The wedding is like in 4 hours. It had a buttercream icing. She notices one little dog hair, a golden retriever dog hair, sticking near the top. So she pulls that one out. And then looks to the side and realizes driving in the car with the window down aerated the dog hair to fly all over and stick all over. So the entire cake is just covered in dog hair.
Oh, gross.
So she had to get a knife and scrape all the buttercream off and then drive back as quickly as she could and then come back with buttercream and then re-ice the cake right there while the people are like walking in. Scraping all the dog hair stuff off. But you got to do it.
Yeah, well, and I wonder if she got all of it. Because dog hair is a way of sneaking up on you.
People like, oh, golden retriever.
You would better mind than a human hair.
Absolutely. Hands down. Hands down. Dog hair all day. I'll eat a cup of dog hair before one human hair.
Oh, I know. I agree.
Me too. I'm going to have that right now. Where is it? A cup of dog hair. Thank you, Sherry. How about Bucky's coming along right behind you there? Bucky's Auto Service Center with 16 locations. They've been around now for 572 years. Bucky's Auto Service Center. I don't know how long they've been around, but long time. Bucky's Auto Service Centers. Let's see. Why women are rethinking marriage. Oof. Putting it off later. We're not getting married at all. This is a really bad idea. I need you to get married. I need you to get married here at my barn because we got a lot of money invested in this and we need everybody to get married. Have you been married before? Come on up. Having a big marriage ceremony. Just get married, everybody. If you're not sure, just take the plunge. That's right.
Even if you're already married, do it another time.
Yeah, come on up this
weekend.
Keep going. Yeah. Drive through. drive through. Women are rethinking marriage because they just don't want the commitment, or they don't find a guy that's valuable of being married, or they're married, or they've just seen so many marriages, you know, begin and end and fail that they decide, well, that's not for me.
Well, I can say yes. All of the above. Marriage has pretty much declined 60% in the last 50 years. There has been a jump of 83% of couples living together. So people also don't think marriage is necessarily something they must do anymore. They can have children. They can do whatever they want. They don't really need the marriage certificate. But when they looked into this study about why women seem to be unhappy in their marriages, women spent 5 more hours a day on housework and caregiving. Men, on the other hand, spent 3.5 hours on leisure time. So while women are spending 4-5 hours on housework, they've got 3.5 hours are doing, you know, video games or whatever. Also, single women are happier in I guess polling and things like that, and married men are happier. So there's a lot of women that say, "I've gotten married. I've been married. If anything happens to my husband, I am never doing this again."
I guess it depends upon what you expect from the marriage. What is the point of the marriage? Are you going to form this union because it's a better unit for the raising and nurturing and rearing of the child, to have both a mother and a father committed to that action, right? Or are you getting married for the romantic idea of happily ever after, sort of a fairy tale stuff? That all dies off pretty quickly. What is the purpose of this union, right? You think about those words, it's a serious commitment before God and man and all your friends that are waiting for you to finish so they can go dancing. But yeah, I guess people just look at it, if so many marriages fail, and the people that are getting married, it is a luxury for the rich, by the way. If they come from a family where their mother, mom and dad got divorced when they were in 7 or 8, and then they're sort of used to it, that's what they've seen and that's what they know. So they're looking at it, it's not something I want to get into. I don't think it's the best thing for society to have somebody raising a child without a father involved. There's an important role that the father plays. But then if you watch something like The View, and there's other surveys as well, that just men just simply are not.
So there's this clip going viral online of a dozen women being asked the following question. Do we need men? Most answered very quickly, no. And only one said she thought women needed a man in their lives. Only one. But when men were asked a similar question, do we need women? Most of them said yes. So why do you think that is?
Because men are useless. I mean, love it. And by the way, I wanted the fair.
Just, you know, just for a second, if a guy, it's like 6-7 guys sitting there, and a man said that, right? You know, they'd have to apologize.
They'd have to apologize. They'd be canceled. There would be no putting up with that.
Yeah. Right.
Differentiate between straight men and gay men, because I think I would die without gay men. Nobody can gossip like gay men. Nobody can help you accessorize like gay men. Nobody can help you keep you from doing harm to yourself like gay men. But with the exception of somebody like Steve, I think Steve is very self-sufficient.
That's Joy's husband.
But like my husband, it takes a village of women to make sure that he's not emaciated, starving, and living in his own filth.
Okay, we're done with these people. But yeah, the fact that that survey that came out a couple weeks ago, that women say, yeah, I don't need a guy. I understand that if you don't need the guy to take care of you because you can make your own money, you don't need the guy to oppress you and tell you what to do. You don't need him, you know, to this, you know, sort of patriarchal society where he's in charge and you're subservient to him and then the kids are subservient to the mother and the father. I get that. But if it can be an equal union of some sort where they're collectively involved in something and making each other's lives better, why are they frowning on that?
I think it's that women, I'm not sure if this is true of all women, but many women believe that a guy is more trouble than they're worth. But I would say to the marriage thing, you know, when there's such an increase in people living together, yes, I get the difference. The difference is big between living together and being married. There's a whole legal reason, all of that. However, it's the ending of a relationship. If you've ever been in a long-term relationship, it's as hard to end that, and it's as heartbreaking as a marriage. So it's not like you're really saving yourself from any kind of trauma. Like, people will say, well, I don't want to get married because it's too hard to divide everything up, and then we have this legal battle and things like that. Let's just live together. Okay, but, you know, that's not going to be any easier if you decide that's not what you want.
In a poll taken in 2023 by Gallup, people that are married, couples married, have more life satisfaction, have more life enjoyment, feel more fulfilled, feel more purposeful than people that are not married. And it gets harder and harder for women as they age to, and I understand that the quality, it's that old joke about Alaska, the odds are good, but the goods are odd. There's lots of guys, the ratio male to female is always in the benefit of the female, because there's going to be lots of guys, but the guys there are like, yikes, right? It's harder because women are succeeding in society where large portions of men from the age of about 24 to 31 are about a third have completely basically just sort of dropped out of the rat race. They're either not working or they're working below their abilities. They're not taking in, they're not making advances. And this is a big sort of subset of American men that have just basically just been, you know, cut off and away. So they're not part of the, you know, they're not part of the ratio of available men to date. So it's harder and harder for women to find reliable guys because a lot of men have basically been, you know, cut away from the mooring of what it is to be a man, to be a caretaker, to be a protector, to be strong, to, and all of those sort of ideas and those virtues, if you could see them as virtues, were crapped on the last couple of years. So, you know, toxic male, male toxic behavior, you know, that's you're like a Neanderthal because you'd like to care for or protect this woman and they don't need it. But that's biologically how we are sort of set up. But if society's telling you these are the qualities that are no longer necessary, then what are you doing? I'm not excusing the behavior of people, men that have just dropped out. But it's a big, big portion of the American workforce and the American demographic.
That, and the societal messages, this one article was talking about in terms of the anti-male sentiment, which is out there because in commercials, everything, you know, the dad is the buffoon, you know, or he's the big bad wolf or something like that. You know, they say that they're trying to push the message that girls can do everything. All guys are dogs. Masculinity is bad. You don't need a man, and also men should be more feminine, expressing their emotions and doing the things that women do. That's why you have girlfriends.
Yes, or the lady from The View, why you have gay men that help you accessorize and not kill yourself. Yes,
and gossip.
Gossip. Yes, there you go. And you know every show tune that you could possibly imagine. They know the entire, the whole score of Company. You know, one of the sort of underrated Sondheim songs, Sherry, and shows. I thought about that the other day. I was listening to some music while I was on the train coming through Atlanta to the airport. Tom and I did like a half an hour on our favorite show tunes, and it was the least appreciated moment of the show. People were writing in wanting the show to be taken off the air for an hour. And then the whole studio to be cleaned, and then nothing but the Cars for Kids spot to run to sort of to wipe everybody's memory of Tom and I talking about Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah.
Took a risk.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, yeah. Okay. Oof. You can write to us. You can. Teeny Tiny's right over there. Teeny, get ready. Here come those letters. You can write to us at mynorthwest.com, although Andrew says,
I don't know if many people do it that way.
Or you can text us at Muckershew Casino Resort. Text line 1-888-973-5476. All there for you. And of course, yes, thank you, Teeny. She is ready. Vote for me, employee of the... Wow. It's Monday. She's already going... Ugh. Oh, Sherry, this is what she goes for. She wants to be employee of the week.
That's
again.
Why she keeps winning, is people are just placating her.
No. You're just mad. Hold on. Give me the list. How many? Where'd Sherry come in last week? You were 13th. You moved up to.
Where are you?
I don't even participate anymore.
Oh, okay.
Potato.
Joe, really? Do you want to get us fired?
I was gonna make you handle this one. I've got the statistics, but you'll need to. No, set but no, it up.
Seriously, I see stories like this come up. I'm like, Joe, huh? Like a rich aunt or something? You don't really want to work. It must be some sort of psychotic thing. It's like, I know what I'll do. I'll get the show taken off the air. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Like just some keeping
crazy
us
person. I want to be unemployed. I'm gonna get arrested in Disney World. By the way,
okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Can I go back to that for a second? That was Wednesday. I didn't get a chance to ask you on Thursday or Friday because I don't want to talk about that. Joe.
Yes.
Scratching that.
Okay.
Ding dong story.
They do the tugging.
Did you?
Well,
go what? Sherry?
Well, no. I was just gonna say it's rather disappointing for the men in the USA anyway, so let's not dwell on it.
Where are we ranked? Okay, go ahead, do it. We're ranked 50th?
60th. And Britain is 68th. Uh-huh. Ecuador is number one.
Okay. And who's at the bottom of the list?
Bottom of the list is
Cambodia, I think.
Cambodia, yeah. And it's really at the bottom. I mean, like, yeah, there's no, that's not good.
I got thrown off because my dad's friend was the coach of University of Pennsylvania basketball team. And we used to, after the game, we'd be able to go, but you want me in the locker room? Want me to meet the guys? I'm like, yeah, sure. My brother and I go in the locker room and like, you're like 8 years old, seven, 8 years old, and there's Corky Calhoun standing there in front of you, nude. And you're like, holy moly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might make you a little insecure.
Look that up, Sherry. Corky Calhoun.
Corky Calhoun. Who doesn't
want 2 more inches? Look up Corky Calhoun.
Okay.
University of Pennsylvania. Yeah, Quakers. Okay. Go Quakers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at, okay, Teenie's showing me what the measurement, okay, Teenie, you're gross. All right, never
okay.
mind.
Gross.
See, Joe, I hope you're happy. Thank all right? You. We may or may not be back on at the top of the hour. I don't
well
know.
Well done.
I don't know. Did we handle that delicately?